praise. Let's give the Lord a hand. Brother Ben, are you ready to minister to us? You've been here, don't know, Brother Ben Howard, so no, you've never heard. He's from Dawsonville, Georgia. Him and his wife Barbara up here visiting with us and preaching. And I hope he preaches just like he did last night. But we'll just see what the Spirit of the Lord has in for. Brother Ben Howard, come on. Dawsonville, Georgia, just give him a big hand.
Oh, when I could continue the Word of God, and somewhat on the same order as last night, and we just want to be led by the Holy Spirit and obey God. That's the main thing here. Be obedient to God. Praise the Lord. We're people on our way to the great millennium that's soon to take place. And God's promise is, Lord, that He would restore. He would smite and then restore them after 2 days. That 2 days officially was the middle of this year. So we're getting there now, we would say, borrowed time. Or whenever God's, there's nothing else to hold it back, it can happen now.
But I'm going to read in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, and I want to read beginning in the fourth chapter, and not the fourth chapter, yes, I believe it is the fourth chapter. We want to read in here. Amen. Yes, it's the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, and I want to begin reading with verse 23. And we want to talk about that a little bit before we get over and just bring us on over into that. And when we get to the seventh seal book, and it'll just open up and it'll be so plain for us. Praise God. Amen. But before reading, let's just bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity, Lord, to come and stand for you and to be identified with your word and your workings, Lord. And Lord, in ourselves, there's none of us that can stand up here and say that we're worthy, but only in the Lamb are we worthy. And Lord, we stand up here to offer ourselves, offer our lips of clay, and offer our mind, offer our being, Lord, and ask that you come and anoint that we may speak words, Lord, that will benefit and help your bride here at the end time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, in the book of Genesis here, and would you like to stand for the reading, please? Amen. And if it wouldn't be too much to ask. And I want to read in Genesis 4, 23 and 24. And this is after the fall, and God drove them from the garden. And let's just begin reading verse 22 here, I think it will be. This is after the fall took place. And 21 would even get better. So 21 says, "Unto Adam also, and to his wife, the Lord God made coats of skin and clothed them." That was after they fought, a lamb was killed. This is Genesis 4, that was 21, 22 now. "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil, and now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Amen. You may be seated if you like. Amen. Now what we got here is a picture of the very beginning of man's existence on the face of the earth. And the early beginning of man's existence on the face of the earth, the Lord God came down and dwelt among them. And Adam would talk to God in the cool of the day. And Adam could enter into the spiritual realm, and there was no death in the garden. Everything was life because Adam and Eve were living in the very presence of eternal life. And as man was placed here in the garden, God sent His Spirit down upon this geographical area. And the Word of God teaches the dimensions of the Garden of Eden. It's the right word Jerusalem's at today. And it still speaks of the river of Euphrates. It runs right by Baghdad, Iraq there. And the different area over there, a large area that God designated as the Garden of Eden to begin His plan of salvation, to take over, to conquer the whole earth and make it like the Garden of Eden all over. Amen. And God placed man there and gave him this charge, says He told him to conquer and to take possession of the earth and let it become the Garden of Eden all over. And God came down and walked with him. And there was God and man living in perfect union. Amen. And as this went on for quite some time, amen, then God let a trial come. He let the enemy come in to test man because God, He tests everything that goes into His kingdom. Sometimes our testing is it besets some people because we are tested. But if we weren't tested, it wouldn't be a good sign that we're in the plan of God. Because everything He has is tested. And the Bible says, think it not strange when fiery trials come to try us. And the enemy is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. So the enemy, as God foreknew before the world was, tempted Adam's wife. And she sinned, and then Adam willingly stepped across the line. The Bible says Adam wasn't in the transgression, but the woman. In other words, he didn't fall to a lower level in that sense. So therefore, God lifted His Spirit. I'm going to hurry with this here and not deal a lot on this, but I want to get the seven seals and the early church and what happened there. And this is a picture of what happened in the early church. Amen. We find that this area here, that was Eden, the Bible says God drove man out and set flaming cherubims to keep the way of the tree of life, lest man should eat and live forever, see? Amen. So what we're seeing here in the garden is that once man sinned, God lifted the spirit of Eden. But the land stayed right here. Now, this is very important as we get over on the seventh seal book and what it's about, what happened in the early church, and why it happened. The same thing here in the garden. We still got the geographic land area. He took the spirit and left the land, see. He took the spirit of Eden but left the geographical land area of Eden. It's still there today. The rivers still run there, and some of them was changed during the flood, but we still have part of them. And we got the geographical land area. And right now, God's doing a work there, but Eden's not there yet. Amen. That same anointing that lifted up is going to come back one day once again. Amen. And when the Spirit come back once again, then we'll have Eden again. Because the land is still there. It didn't go anywhere. Not one foot of land went anywhere. Amen. Just the Spirit was taken up. Hallelujah. And this all fits in. And then He set guards. Amen. That man, it's what God did, that man could not enter into this Eden again, and it would take a revelation to approach God. And we find that in the book of Hebrews, where that after sin entered in and God picked up His Spirit and told Adam and Eve that they would have to earn their living by the sweat of the brow, told Adam, and Eve would bring forth children and sorrow and so on. That's a result of the lifting up of God's Spirit. Amen. and leaving the land area here, but God picked up his spirit. Now the way is guarded that man does not have free access to enter into the workings of God any time that he chooses. Amen. Before that, God would come down and talk the angel. They were in heavenly places until God picked up the Spirit. And when he picked up the Spirit, he said, flaming cherubim. Amen. In other words, that keeps the way of the tree of life, keeps the way from, it cut off the way of man of getting to God any time. God was no longer with them in that way. Amen. But everything else was left. God picked up his Spirit. And then something terrible began to happen to the earth. That day, thorns and thistles were born. Amen. The Word says the earth shall bring forth thorns and thistles, and you'll strive against the earth and all. But the plan of God rolls on. Hallelujah. God just had to pick up the Spirit of Eden, and there's no Eden there anymore except the land area. It's still there, and once again, Eden will be restored back, see? Amen. And the guards are what keeps it spiritual beings that we cannot enter in just beyond our natural veil. There's spiritual beings, even angels of God. They camp around them that fear God. And the heavenly being all around us because of this veil of flesh and because man sinned and went away from God. Amen. Now, we're looking at this in order to look at seven seals. Now, the seven seals in the New Testament is the same as the flaming cherubim here in the Old Testament. See? Amen. Because God picked up the Spirit and left the land, see? Now, that's very important because we find that God took away, picked up His Spirit, amen, but He left the Word, amen. And therefore, everything has to be done by revelation, say. Amen. There's no more free access to move in and out, and the church fell away and went through seven church ages. Amen. So, exact same thing that happened in Eden happened when the tree of life came once again down here in the form of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now, there's a bride to be called out in the end time. And that's chiefly what we're going to be dealing with. And the bride has been called out. And the bride was introduced to Christ by the messenger to the Gentile, which was St. Paul. 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians rather, 11th chapter, verse 2, Paul said, I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you a chaste virgin unto Christ. Amen. Now we find the early church, there was an introduction and there was an espousal. Now different times in history the Jews have had different custom and they call it espousal. When a girl and boy is pledged to one another, us Gentiles, we call it engaged. Amen. So, from that standpoint, we would say that they got the engagement, the church got the engagement ring under the ministry of St. Paul, see. Amen. Got there and got a certain amount of anointing and got all the promises they were laying there. And the church were exalted to the place where that the body of Christ had begun to form itself in the earth. Amen. And then something happened. Amen. Paul said that as the serpent beguile Eve, I fear lest you be beguiled from the simplicity that's in Christ. And that's exactly what happened. And he looked at the ministry before he left last time, said there's men among you right now that just as soon as I'm gone, Paul said, they will rise up and draw disciples after themselves. See? And he said, the spirit of iniquity does already work among you. That's the book of Thessalonians. The spirit of iniquity work among you. So there was things getting in the early church just like in the garden here. Amen. And the angels that God set there is typical of the seventh seal book of the book of Revelation. Because it's actually what happened is when the church failed to go on with God, God picked up the anointing off the Word, see. Oh, I hope you get that. I'm getting in something here that I really want you to see. The Word stayed, but the anointing and understanding were picked up. Hallelujah. Therefore, the church went into what is called the Kingdom of Heaven Age, a time when wheat and tares grew together, and there was no chance of a rapture during the seven church ages. Amen. Just as there's no chance of the world going back into the millennia till the King comes. Hallelujah. But He's coming. But just the same, there's certain activities going on in Israel today. God's continued to fulfill His Word. But they don't have the great Christ among them. They don't have the King among them. And they just are working. They're seeing in part what's taking place. But just the same, although they don't fully understand, God is fulfilling His Word to get the Israel back to the place that when the King comes, hallelujah, there'll be the nations of Israel, the tribes of Israel will be gathered back in the homeland. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's sin there. There's killing there. It's a trouble area. And it's not a safe area to be. And it would look like the devil has really took over and the land of Israel belonged to the devil. Amen. But God is still doing a work there. Hallelujah. Just as He continued to do a work through the seven church ages, even though the anointing of Christ, the mighty Christ, the mighty Holy Ghost that was in that early church, amen, it wasn't seen throughout the seven church ages. Hallelujah. When the church fell away, God took away their Eden. He took away the understanding. He took away what He meant off of what He said. Amen. And sealed it away with seven seals. It's to be brought back here at the end time, at the opening of the seven seals. Hallelujah. Amen. When the bride of Christ will be once again baptized into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we're to be the bride. Amen. Engagement does not make us the bride. Amen. Engagement put us on the right track. Engagement put us in line for it. Amen. But the woman had to be faithful during this espousal period until the day the wedding took place. And we find in the book of Matthew, the 25th chapter, when the Bible says that there was 10 virgins went forth. And that's the best they could do during the seven church ages. At the end time, the kingdom of heaven would be like 10 virgins. Five of them would be wise and five of them foolish. And that's where we've come to that time period where that God has begun to bring back something at the end time. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like 10 virgins. And that then is now. Hallelujah. And says there would be a cry made. And that cry would go around the world. And that cry would say, behold, the bridegroom is coming. Amen. Hadn't come yet, but He's coming. And when He comes, He's going to bring back the same thing He took away. Hallelujah. That He's going to unseal that book. Amen. Just as He's going to take them, the garden angels away, those cherubims away in the millennia. Amen. The nation will come and worship the King, the Lord of hosts, during that 1,000 years millennia reign. He'll sit right there in Jerusalem. While God is making plans to fully conquer the earth, and then God Himself will come in all His fullness and the glory after the millennia. Hallelujah. Come right back and there will be a 1,500-mile square area that's called a city. Amen. And there will be no night. The song says, oh, that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. Hallelujah. It's on its way. Praise God. Amen. Now, all the rest of the earth, the sun arise and set, and just like it all, like it is now. But I believe it's Isaiah 30 said, the sun will shine as the brightness of 7 days, and the moon will be as the sun. Amen. In other words, it's not going to get extremely dark, but there will be a 1,500 square mile area that will never get night. Hallelujah. That's where the Lord God will come and take His headquarters back on earth. Hallelujah. At the end of the millennium, those guardian angels will be gone. Hallelujah. Man will come and bring His honor and glory into the city. Hallelujah. And the kings of the earth, they'll come and bring their people, and the leaves of that tree of life is for the healing of the nation. And she will bring forth her fruit. Amen. Each year. And that she is feminine. That's the bride. Hallelujah. That's Christ. And in the Word of God we see Revelation 21:22. When you open the book of Revelation, begin to read in chapter 21, you see the exterior of the city. Hallelujah. You don't see the interior yet. You see the exterior. You see the walls. You see the gates. Amen. And what a beautiful sight the walls and the gates are. Hallelujah. The gates, some of them are one big pearl. And found 12 foundation. That's the gates. It's named after 12 patriarchs of the children of Israel, which shows God's working His plan in the Old Testament through the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. Then the walls, 12 foundations, Peter being the first one. Hallelujah. Foundations named after the foundation of the walls are named after the 12 apostles of the Lamb. No, but we're not in the city yet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now in the city there's a bride tree. And she bring forth her fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. And Paul said, I laid that foundation. Oh, 1 Corinthians 3, start verse 9. I laid the foundation as a wise master builder. I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. Hallelujah. Now, God never started the nation of Israel, amen, to get a wife for His son. Hallelujah. That's strictly in the Gentile realm. That's for the Gentiles. So when we talk about the bride, the Gentile, amen, the seven sealed book, the seven church ages, we're talking about what happened among the Gentile. Hallelujah. Now those angels will be removed. Those, it's like the tearing off of the seven seals. Christ's going to come back. He's going to sit right there. He's going to take control. See? Amen. How many believe it? Praise God. So in Genesis, amen, what did He do now? He took the Spirit, but He left the land. And in the land there was briars growing along with the corn, see? Amen. Just like the Gentile church age, wheat and tare grow together. Hallelujah. But there will be a separation at the end time. Hallelujah. He said the bride, it would start, God would start restoring. There would be a voice. There would be a shout. There would be a roar. It would wake up the Gentile church world. Hallelujah. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet Him. And immediately all the virgins would begin to rise and trim their lamps. Hallelujah. But the sad part is, five of the virgins were foolish and they had no vessel to put extra oil in. Amen. The bride came, the 10 wives, they carried their lamps and oil with their vessels. Now it doesn't say the foolish had vessels. Amen. They were happy with some denominational church age teaching. Amen. But there's a people's hearts. It's set on fire. It's burning. That heart's beating and there the flame of the Holy Ghost is burning. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they hear a voice and they hear the bridegroom. He's come. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There's a song that says, burn, burn, Holy Spirit. Burn in me, Set my soul on fire. Fill me with the power that Jesus hath, and a true desire or something. I forgot some of the words. Amen. But if you're the bride today, hallelujah, there's a burning, there's a longing, there's a calling. Because in Revelation 10, as the book's open, there's a voice from heaven and you can hear it. It's speaking to your soul, your spirit, the voice of the Almighty. As the mighty angel come back with a book in his hand, and that voice is saying, go take the little book. Hallelujah. That has to be within you. That has to be that desire. That has to be that burning. That has to be something in you that calls you to step up to the plate and be more of an end-time Christian than you've ever been before. There's something great for us here. Amen. It's not on the way, it's here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, he took the Spirit and left the land. That's the starting place. Amen. Now, that's what happened in Genesis. The land's still there. Everything that was written by St. Paul is still here. Everything was written by the four Gospels still here. Everything that was written by the patriarchs of the Old Testament is still here. Everything that was written by Moses is still here. The Ten Commandments is still here. Peter's writing is still here. John's writing is still here. James' writing is still here. Amen. But what did the people do? They went every way and made different denomination, different organization, just getting a scripture here and there. And they made the church system. Amen. And settled down in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. But then here come the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He sounded out a voice, a shout. And that shout went around and around the world seven times. And the essence of that shout was, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin, that you see not of her plague. Amen. And there went a voice, come out of her. Amen. And there came a people out. Hallelujah. And some are still coming. Amen. You know, it's just like in the army or something, or any time you got a lot of men sleeping in a place together, you can holler, time to get up. A lot of them, they're up and ready to go just like that. Amen. But some of them, you just have to about take a jug of ice water to pour on to get them up. So. Amen. So all of them don't come out the same day. Hallelujah. And some of you might not have come out yet, but I came with a jug of ice water to pour on you. Amen. Put your head in. Amen. Amen, because that ain't the message today come out of her. Amen, that's just the outer fringes of what you should have already done. See? Amen, is that right? Glory to God. You ask people today, are you a Christian? And they'll say, I belong to this, or I belong to that. I belong to Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, or whatever they might happen to belong to, and one just as good as the other. Amen. But the point being, that has nothing to do with being a Christian. Come on now. That has nothing to do with being a Christian. Amen. So when the cry was made, come out of her. Amen. The shout woke up a people. God began to do something. He began to make His descent. Amen. Began to come back and bring back that Eden to the church. There's a body to be baptized into. Hallelujah. And it can't be, you cannot be baptized into the body. No one was baptized into the body as long as the seven seals were on the book. Hallelujah. Because the very understanding of it was sealed up and sealed away. Hallelujah. Until the church get from Revelation chapter 10 through verse 7, amen, they can't even be in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But God came to give you understanding. The angel came to Daniel, and he was caused, the Bible says, he was caused to fly swiftly to Daniel. And the angel said to Daniel, I am come that you may have skill and understanding. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's somebody here tonight. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ with an angelical force behind Him. He come to give you skill and understanding. Hallelujah, that we need to get out of here. Praise God. Amen. Now, we want to get to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Now, I wanted to bring Genesis, show you what happened there. The Spirit hadn't come back yet, but He's coming back. Hallelujah. Amen. To start the millennium. But before God takes His wife unto Himself, amen, the Son takes His wife unto Himself. Amen. And the Son's wife is a Gentile bride. Hallelujah. Amen. Not the Jews. That's a different category. That's a different workings of God. Amen. That's something that we don't particularly concern ourselves with. Amen. What God wants you to do is dedicate your life to God. What God wants you to do is be a Christian that's on fire for God. What God wants burning in that chest is that fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that love for Jesus. Amen. Just like a love for men and wives should have one for another. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, when the early church failed to go in, what God did was He didn't take the Word away from them. Amen. He left the Bible here, although it wasn't widespread, and many times in the Dark Ages, it was hard to come by a Bible. The Catholic Church and some of them had the Bible, but you couldn't get a hold of the Bible. But just the same, the Word was here. But something was taken off the Word. Hallelujah. Just as He took something off of Eden, Eden's still there. God's still working in Eden. Hallelujah. He's establishing a nation there. And they're almost all of them back home. God said He would hiss at them and they would come. He would send hunters and hunt them. Amen. That was through Hitler and Eichmann then, which killed 6 million Jews. Amen. As related in the fifth seal. But they were glad they got on every old barge and ship that they could get on to get back into the land, them Arabs over there. And Muslims said, we'll run them into the sea. We'll kill every Jew that put their foot on this land. Hallelujah. But you know what? They just kept on coming. Woo! And that's what the bride's going to do. She's going to keep on coming. She's going to keep on believing the Word of God. She's going to keep on coming out of denominationalism and coming to God through the Word. And now the strongest nation in the Middle East over there is Israel. Yes, there's fighting. Yes, there's killing. Yes, there's much trouble. Yes, there's political turmoil and upheaval. But yet the plan of God is moving right on amidst all that. Hallelujah, because the King hadn't got here yet. Before the King gets here, he's going to get his wife. Hallelujah. When he comes back, he's going to have his wife to sit by his side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And his wife is going to be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Not the Jews. They're dressed in white robes. Amen. But the bride get fine linen, clean and white. Hallelujah. And that's strictly the Gentile bride, the Gentile church. Amen. That God sent an apostle to, Romans 11 and 13. Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. Hallelujah. And he said, take out the people of the Gentiles, the people for His name's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. So what God did, He started off through the apostle Paul. He got the virgin introduced to Christ. Amen. He got the church introduced to Christ. Amen. But she began to listen to other voices and other spirits. You see how dangerous it is to listen to other voices and other spirits. There was that apostle, and there weren't but one of them. There was other men of God that had, I was of great stature and all that. But Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. In the line of camp from the Jewish 12, he was the 13th apostle. Amen. But if you start from the Gentile, he's our only apostle. Can you say amen? Amen. And whatever God does, it will never destroy what Paul did. He said, you've got many instructors. You've got many teachers. But he says, I have begotten you. I'm the Father. Amen. He brought a message. Amen, and brought the anointing of God, and he began to tell the church, you can be baptized into the body of Christ. Now, being baptized into the body of Christ, that is exactly back in the Eden realm. Amen, and that's where the church is coming now. God's going to bring back that understanding that he took away and put it right back upon the Word. And that's what the Bible never did leave. The understanding left, and it was sealed away with seven seals. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't take the Bible, just as he didn't take the land over in Eden. The land's still there. The Bible's still here. He took he took what he meant off what he said, and he left it here. Amen. And he worked through the church and to the church and spoke to the church through seven messengers that he sent. That's where your seven church ages come in. Amen. When we go in the book of Revelation, we find there are seven spirits before the throne. And those seven spirits, you'll follow the pattern on the creation of the... God created the seven angels and brought them into being. And each one of them angels ministered to a church age. Seven church ages, while Christ Himself was the high priest and He walked among the candlesticks. Hallelujah. While the book in heaven, amen, the understanding of the Word was sealed away. Hallelujah. He took what He meant off what He said and gave it to them and said, here it is, see what you can do with it. And I'll tell you what they did with it, they made a mess out of it. Amen. That's why you got denomination. That's why you got church ages. Amen. That's why you've got all these 900 something, I guess, denominations today. And each one teach different. But here he come again in the last day, coming back. Amen. He's going to bring that. He's going to unseal the book and bring the understanding back. Amen. And I want you to notice one thing. Just as the land is over there, amen, he didn't take 1 foot of that land anywhere. He just took the spirit off the land. Amen. He didn't take one word out of what Paul wrote. He just took the understanding of it away and sealed up the understanding. Amen. And the people knew they didn't have the understanding of it then, and most don't today. Hallelujah. But God's bringing it back. He opened it, He unseals it, and gives it back to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we look at it from that standpoint, by then the church had progressed to the point that they understand that God dealt with the Jewish element. And He had an apostle there to the Jews. And there's a Jewish element of people that God's not dealing with to be the bride. But there's a Gentile people that He's dealing with to be the bride, and He brings the understanding back to them. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want to read here in the 5th chapter of Revelation, then I want to get a few other scriptures. Amen. To show you where and why of the seven seals. And some people say the seal's not open yet, all of them. Well, in that point, the book haven't been opened. And the understanding's still sealed away. And then there's no chance coming into the body of Christ. Being baptized into the body of Christ, have that glorious millennial body of Christ with us. Amen. Have that glorious church with a fivefold ministry. Hallelujah, that brings us to the full statue of the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All right, Revelation now, the 5th chapter. John was picked up in heaven. And I want you to notice, John picked up in heaven, the 4th chapter, and saw one sitting on the throne, and a voice says, come up a little higher. Amen. And then when John was picked up, verse 1 of chapter 5 says, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Now I want you to notice, some people has the notion and idea that this book is an unwritten book. The Bible says written within. Everybody say written within. Written within. It's already written. It was written by St. Paul. 14 books. Amen. For the Gentile bride. Hallelujah. It's not the literal book, because Jesus come back as a spiritual being and He brings the spiritual word back. It's the understanding of the book. The letter's already here. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm about to Woo! I feel that fire burning. Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my soul on fire. Woo! Hallelujah. Brother and sister, there's something for us. Amen. He wants to give it to us. And He wants to show us what we have. He says, the book was in the right hand, sealed with seven seals, written within on the backside, and sealed with seven seals. Now it was sealed up. You couldn't get to it. Amen. There was no way that any other church age could be the body of Christ to take the rapture. Hallelujah. They could exist, and God was dealing with them, working with them. And in each age, God sent a messenger. We find that in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. And I'm sure your pastor's gone over it. And we won't back up to go through the whole thing because it would stretch it out too long. And we would miss the object of the message tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. But we've come through seven church ages. And during them seven church ages, Jesus was not seen as the Holy Ghost. Jesus was not seen as the King. Amen. Jesus was not seen as one, a spiritual being that you could be baptized into His body. He walked among the seven church, the candlesticks, and He was dressed as a high priest. Hallelujah. Amen. He came to make intercession for the church during its fallen state. That's what He was doing, making intercession. And during the church age, He sent a messenger for each age. As the church fell away, they reached back and got what Paul wrote, and Paul's word became the messenger for that first church age. Amen. Because he was living over here before the church age started. The church age started about 53. He said, you've already fallen away. Amen. And there's men among you now just awaiting the mystery of iniquity among you. And he began to tell them what would happen. Amen. Then he went off the scene. And John wrote to the first church age here. Ephesus. And the words of the first church age, thou art fallen from thy first love. Repent and do thy first work over, he said. Then you went on into the second church age. That was a second church age messenger. A third church age, a third messenger. And each one of them messengers had an angel behind them. Amen. That anointed him. And I'm telling you, we got angels. There's an angel up here tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about me, but you look beyond me. If you can't, then you come to church in vain. Hallelujah. When Brother Francis preached up here, there's an angel, a messenger, bringing the Word of God. So each one of them seven church age messengers, each one of them had an angel that was responsible for the message for that age. So the church fell away and went into the dark ages, just like Israel.